The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Coast 93.1. Here's what everyone's talking about.
What's the buzz? What's the buzz? What's happening? It's brought to you by Selby Shoes, etc. Voted best shoe store in the best of the 207 for the past 2 years. Selby Shoes, etc. Dick's Sporting Goods Plaza, South Portland. What are we buzzing about, Kel?
Day 5 of Trump's hush money trial began yesterday with opening statements and witness testimony. David Pecker, the former head of the National Enquirer's parent company, was the first witness called to testify about how they would routinely pay for scandalous stories that they didn't publish under what is called a catch and kill strategy. Outside of the courtroom, Trump spoke, insisting that his payments to Michael Cohen were correctly marked as legal expenses, and also said that what he is being indicted for is very unfair.
Did you see one of the dismissed jurors talked about what she was surprised by? Like, I guess she didn't know she was going to be on the Trump case.
Mm-mm.
And then she also talked about what color he is. Yeah.
No.
I was shocked. I was sitting 6 feet away. And when I realized that Trump is there, I was like, oh, wow. I couldn't believe it. Everybody was shocked. Everybody was frozen. You know, he looked less orange. I think he looks bored. Like, he wants this to finish and go do his stuff.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
I'm sure he wants all this to finish.
I guess he's fuming about the court sketches and about how they're reporting on how he keeps falling asleep.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not happy about that.
Okay.
Not happy about that.
A man from Kentucky who stormed the U.S. Capitol while carrying a Confederate battle flag was sentenced to more than 2 years in prison for pepper spraying two police officers, which resulted in them being partially blinded for hours.
This is the same group of people who say they believe in law and order and that they are pro-police.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Then spray them in
enough
the face.
Said. Yeah.
Tense protests over the war in Israel took place across college campuses yesterday as Passover began. Columbia University has decided to now have all classes be hybrid until the end of the school year due to safety concerns for Jewish students. NYU students and faculty were arrested during pro-Palestinian protests last night on their campus as well.
Yeah. It's just become so, like, you have to choose a side.
Oh.
And that's... I don't know. I mean, I don't feel educated enough to really, like,
that's how I feel.
Go explain, you know, my opinion on it. I just feel like we're seeing tragedy.
Yep.
Lots of innocent people are caught in the crosshairs.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And especially during Passover, you know, they couldn't do a ceasefire.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But okay. but the anti-Semitic,
ugh,
anti-Muslim, anti, we've become just this anti-society.
Hateful.
Yeah, you're on one side or the other. And if you're on the other side, I hate you.
Yeah.
You know?
It's gross. Aaron Schofield, who is the Sagadahoc County deputy, is speaking out after being criticized for failing to prevent the Lewiston shootings. Schofield said that he could have done more if Robert Card's Army Reserve leaders had told him the full truth about Card. He said he could only work with what he had, and he believes he did the right thing. Two members of the Biden administration came to Maine to announce federal funding aimed at shoring up coastal resilience projects. $10.5 million in federal grants from the bipartisan infrastructure law will fund projects in York, Cumberland, and Washington counties. A Jelly Roll has quietly taken a break from social media, and his wife, Bunny XO, is explaining why.
My husband got off the internet because he is so tired of being bullied about his weight. And, like, that makes me want to cry because he is the sweetest angel baby.
Yeah. It's really sad. Like, people forget that celebrities can read this stuff.
Yeah.
You would never say it to their faces.
No.
Most of the stuff that people post online, they wouldn't say to someone else's face.
No. Nope.
But he just seems like such a lovable...
good guy.
Kind, grateful, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Why are people getting mean?
And it's sad, too, because we just talked, like, maybe a week ago that he had lost 70 pounds and he was practicing for this 5K.
Right, right.
This must be why.
Oh.
Because he feels uncomfortable.
Oh,
and that
maybe
shouldn't be the
right
why, you know? And right, it's just sad that he's so hurt and affected by it. Which, look, if he loses weight, great. He's going to feel better, okay? But, like,
yeah, but
this
even
is
then,
not
it's
the,
like, right.
It's not the why that you want it for because
no,
you're being bullied.
No.
Yeah. Celine Dion is on the cover of Vogue France, and in an interview with the magazine, she talks about her battle with stiff person syndrome. She says she's in therapy 5 days a week, and this will be something she will have forever and will need to live with. Her upcoming Prime Video documentary will detail her life with stiff person syndrome. Express is filing bankruptcy and is closing more than 100 locations.
Wow.
Yeah, you better run.
Yeah, I have one thing to return.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I like that's where I got my suit for the prom.
And I love that suit.
Yeah, and I actually got a couple great shirts from there.
Yep, I bet they're going to have some sales, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know
true.
If the main mall, they haven't said if the main mall one is closing. But
well, if they're filing for bankruptcy, I mean, how many are going to stay open?
Right.
Just surprising, though, because it seems like it's a popular store. But yeah, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Once you get so big.
Yep. Kim Kardashian has lost 120,000 followers and counting after backlash from the Swifties when they heard Taylor's song, Thank You, Amy. The song is pretty obvious diss to Kardashian. Kim has yet to address the situation.
Yeah, there is a thing out there that you can find. I think it's on Amazon Music, and it's track by track Taylor introducing each song.
Oh,
yeah. So it's not necessarily like all the stuff behind it.
Yeah.
But you get a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
That's cool.
Yeah, I got to find the one about
Amy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, Tom Brady will be roasted live on Netflix on May 5th, and Kevin Hart is going to be hosting.
The man, the arena, the roast of Tom Brady live on Netflix. No helmets, no mercy, no Brady rule.
No problem.
The greatest roast of all time. Tom Brady, live, hosted by me, Kevin Hart, with a lineup of surprise guests.
We're coming for you, pretty boy.
I'm unroastable. Let's go.
That'll be good.
Yeah. I love Kevin Hart.
That'll be good. Yeah, he's funny.
So funny. And
but it's live.
Yeah.
Too, live. Oof. On Netflix. So it's weird to say live on Netflix because nothing is live on Netflix. But this is one of those rare live things.
Yeah.
But a live roast, like normally they're taped and they edit mm-hmm. out any things that don't land.
Yep.
So there could be like some really awkward moments.
I just can't wait to see who roasts him. If Belichick comes out, it's going to be shocking.
Yes.
All he would have to do is say one. He would just have to show up and people would be like, oh, my God.
He could just, Belichick could go up to the podium.
Yeah.
Standing ovation, right?
Yes.
And he could just look at Tom Brady and say, I'm just here to talk about football. And then leave. And
yes.
It would be it'd be enough.
Yep. That's it.
It would be enough.
Yeah. That would be cool.
But
yeah, so May 5th.
May 5th.
That'll be really cool.
On Netflix.
Yep.
The Tom Brady roast. The goat roast.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that's what they call it.
May 5th. Yeah.
There you go. That is the buzz for today.
That should be Kevin Hart's injury comes out. We're going to roast some goat tonight.
Yeah, right?